From London, we present a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather, The Sand Leopard. Episode 1, The Charter.
Oh, bonjour, Jacques. Courier?
Oui, monsieur. 4 billets. 4 letters. Monsieur le capitaine Gatzfeger of the little ship Peregrine and the dock of Marseille.
Your English is coming on.
Come on. Coming on? Oh, you mean I speak it good, huh? I got to, monsieur. English ship, Dutch ship, German ship, Greek ship. You want to be a postman in the Marseille dock, you have to be the professor of all languages.
Yeah.
But you don't get any more pay for him.
Yeah. Merci. Thanks, Jacques. Yeah, they're all for me, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, l'addition, Jacques. Bills in English. Bad news in any language.
Bills? Oh, yeah. Always plenty bills, monsieur. But you haven't got the wife or the 5 children who wear out the boots and the clothes and eat like the tiger.
Yeah, maybe. But I got a 60-foot twin diesel boat that wears out the engines and drinks the oil like a fish and runs up the repair bills
like a... We make the swap, huh? Your little ship for my Marie, and I threw in the 5 little ones to make a bargain.
Yeah, I'd be jipping you, Jacques. You stick to your Marie.
I got to, monsieur.
Well, I've got to get back to my buckled lay shaft. Thank you, Jacques. Oh, here. Buy yourself a drink.
Oh, thank you, monsieur le capitaine. But if things don't go so good for you...
That's all right, Jacques. Don't worry about it. You grab it while you got the chance. But listen, don't bring me any more of those lousy bills for Pete's sake.
Monsieur, I smell all letters from now on. If they have the sort that say, please pay, I throw them in the dock.
Good.
Bonne chance, monsieur. I drink your health. Au revoir. Here's the excellent Monsieur Casey coming.
Yeah? And about time. All excellent, the lug.
Bonjour, Monsieur Casey.
Hiya, Posty. Any fan mail for me from palpitating female women?
I'll bring you tomorrow.
And where have you been?
Here, now, guess I'm waiting.
Listen, I sent you ashore at 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, damn it, it's only 11 now.
Look, 10 minutes to the slipway and 10 minutes back again.
And 3 minutes, Monsieur Lee, son of the governing proprietor, to tell me that if you want this scow pulled clear of the drink to repack that propeller gland, you've got to let him have a bit off the 2 previous repair bills first.
But nothing. Now, look here,
Casey. Now, wait a minute, Geth. I've got something to tell
you. Wait. Now, you better hear what I got to say first. And this is it. Finish.
You mean to say you're firing me? Again?
Come on, let's get inboard out of this sun.
But just
now,
a minute.
Come on, get inboard, Casey. Right. Now come in here and sit down. I want to talk to you seriously. Yeah, that's right.
But Keith, listen to me.
No, no. Now you listen to me, Casey. Now I've been trying to say this for a long time now, but you always head me off and it doesn't get said. And then we're right back where we started.
But listen,
now, cool off. Now, I'm not blowing my top at you just because you've been gone a couple of hours. That doesn't matter. The thing is, Casey, the time has come for us to part brass rags. For your sake. Now, look, I owe you 3 months' pay.
Well, so what? I've been getting in your ribs about it?
No, you haven't. But it can't go on forever. Look, the summer's just starting, and a guy of your ability can get a berth on any of those yachts out there. Just... as long as you'd stay off the liquor a little when you're in port.
But this is my ship. Your skipper and owner, sure. But she's my home. Guess what's got into you?
Nothing. It's just, Casey, that it is not working out. That's all. Look, all my dough went into this boat. Every last sou. Savings, naval gratuity, the lot. Okay, for 3 years, we did all right. But the Mediterranean is changing.
Not all that much. They haven't shifted Tangier or Casablanca yet.
Oh, sure. Sure, there's plenty of cargoes to be run on a nice, dark night. You know damn well I wouldn't touch anything like that.
I'm not talking about dope.
If I thought you were, I would boot your backside right off this boat.
Oh,
now, look, I'm not talking about dope either, and that goes without saying. I'm talking about the other things. Cigarettes into Italy, brandy out of Cyprus, rat-faced boys without passports dodging
but,
the police.
But, look,
wait a minute. Look, I'm in hock for two lots of repair bills. I owe the oil people a couple of hundred pounds for fuel, the provisioning company, harbor dues, your pay.
You can forget that.
But fine, I know. That's fine. But I can't forget the others. Look, it's no good, Casey. The weather cone's gone up. I've got to get out. Sell the boat.
Sell the Peregrine?
Look, you think I want to sell it? You think it's not cutting the guts out of me?
What would you do?
Go back to Canada. Maybe. I don't know. I've got my master's ticket. I don't suppose for one minute I'd get a master's berth, but I ought to be able to ship as a mate. Second mate, something.
And how long do you think you could stick it? You don't know what it's like nowadays on the floating grocers.
Roar
at some ham-fisted folks will hang from the bridge and forget to say please. And you've got a strike on your hands.
I
know. Maybe I was only a boat.
Look, forget it, will you? Now, listen. You shipped with me 5 years ago out of Brindisi.
Straight out of the calaboose.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to remind you of that part of it, but all right. Straight out of the calaboose. 3,400 lira I paid for you. And 1,000 lira repairs for the cop's uniform.
As much as that? Boy, what a blind that must have been.
Yeah, well, I've known worse since, you old slob. Well, legally, I'm obliged to pay your passage back there. But I don't suppose for one minute that you really want to go back to Brindisi.
You can say that again. Lousiest jail in the Mid. Hey, say, get. You ever been offered a plate of cold macaroni and garlic when you've had a
Casey,
hangover?
Casey, will you quit trying to steer me off it? All right. Now, what I propose to do is this. I'm going to put her up for sale. Now, I can get an advance on her from the agent, and out of that, I'm going to pay you your back money.
Will you stop beefing about money,
Plus Jeff? A little bit of a bonus. Now, I've worked that out as, where's that piece of paper? A total of 320 pounds English money, plus the bonus, which will make it up to 400.
Hey! You want me to finish up on a French calaboose this time? I wouldn't know what to do with that sort of money. Now, listen, Jeff,
Casey, no argument. Now, I've been trying to get this off my chest for weeks now. But you always go off at a tangent. C'est fixe, mon vieux.
What's that?
Which is frog for your hog-tied boy and sold down the river.
Any chance of you buying another boat sometime? Just a titchy one, I mean.
No. No, I'm sorry, Casey. Look, if I couldn't make a well-found boat like this pay away, what chance would I have with some beat-up tub? No, it's no dice. This is the best way. It's the only way.
Oh, this is worse than
anything. Come on, snap out of it. It's not worse than anything. When you sign on a hooker, you don't marry the thing. Look, you're changing berths, that's all. You're bettering yourself. Now, come on, let's get belting on that lay shaft again. Another half hour should do it. That'll be one job that I won't be owing anybody for.
Hey, sun's over the yard, I'm guessing. And there's a bottle of Cyprus brandy left in the locker. Now, suppose we have a little snort and talk this thing
over. No, look, we have talked this thing over. And since when did I allow boozing on my boat and working hours? Now get. Go on, get down that engine well, Casey boy.
All right.
Hello. We got visitors approaching along the jetty. Hey, they're snappy dress types for this end of the harbor. Must be longshore slumming.
Hey, these are the two I've been trying to tell you about.
What two?
These two.
You haven't been telling me about any two.
Oh, for Pete's sake, pipe down, will you, Geth? I was trying to tell you when I come aboard, but you shouted me down and give me this spiel about selling the boat. These two guys sat up alongside me near the slipway and asked if I was off this boat. I thought they were trying to collect on a bill and ask them what they had to do with them.
That's a good...
Then they asked me if I could use a couple of vinos. Well,
oh, so that's where you were, soaking and shooting a line for about 2 hours.
Well, they asked a lot of questions. What range the fuel tanks had.
What?
What sort of seaboat she was. Speed.
Yeah? Did they now? I hadn't let it out I was going to sell her. So? Yeah. They're coming straight for us. Okay, Casey, get down below with you.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's just natural longshore interest in a pretty boat or
that
what.
One seems to be the boss. Greek, I think. Little skinny one could be anything from high tie yank to Scandi hooligan bohunk. Very free with the liquor, but didn't drink much themselves.
Casey,
gold cigarette cases, $100 Panama hats, and Palm Beach suits that didn't come off nowhere.
Casey, scram.
Sure, boss. Anything you say.
Ahoy, Peregrine!
Hello!
Oh, Capitano Stretch Straker, eh?
That's my name.
How do you do, Capitan? Maybe if we could come aboard for a little chat.
If you like. Mind the step down. Look, you better grab the stanchion and jump. Here, I'll give you a hand. Yeah. Now, you, sir, if you'll just give me your...
I am all right.
Oh. All right. Now, jump. Oh, mind your head on the awning. Well, what can I do for you?
First, let me get my breath back. That is better. Capitan Streka, I am glad to meet you. My name is Karyanidis. This is Mr. Landau.
How do you do? How do you do, sir?
How do you do, Streka?
Yeah, well, will you sit down, gentlemen? Yeah, I wouldn't sit on that, sir. That's the engine casing. That's liable to be a bit oily.
We could perhaps go into your little cabin?
By all means, but you'll find it's a bit hot and stuffy when we're in port.
Oh, that is all right. Always I feel a little out of the place when I talk business in the open.
No.
Marseille seagulls understand plenty of languages. What you say in England, eh? A little bird told me.
You have got the country wrong, Karyanidis. The captain is American.
And you have got the country wrong, sir. The captain is Canadian. Now, if you'll let me lead the way. Mind your heads. Right, come in, sir. Will you sit there, Mr. Karyanidis? Sorry, we're not very shipshape at the moment. We're busy men, you know.
Oh, then we will try not to make too much of your time, Captain. We can smoke in your little ship, yes?
Certainly.
Have one of these.
Egyptian. I think I'll stick to my own, if you don't mind.
We have been talking to your paid hand, Captain.
What, Casey? Well, you don't want to believe a word of it.
He tells lies?
Not a lie. That's a joke, Mr.
His name is Landau, and he is not understanding idiomatic speech like me. He get his from the university. I from all the world.
Well, that's a good place.
Yes, as I say, Capitania, we talk to your paid hand. You got a nice little boat here.
She's the best in her class on the coast.
How far she go without taking in oil?
Well, that depends on what speed you're running at. Her top is 18 knots. Oh, well, let's face it, she eats it a bit then. I just have over 1,000 miles in her. At economical cruising speed, slightly better than double that.
And the water?
Well, for normal drinking and cooking purposes, unlimited. You get a lot of high-class types on board that want freshwater baths instead of dipping over the side like Casey and I do. Well, it might be a little different.
Food?
Well, here now, I couldn't answer that. Depends on who's running her and what they wanted to eat. I've got a small refrigerator, and for the rest, I use canned stuff.
Radio?
Yes. That is important. Radio.
Well, RT. That's speech, you know. 1,000-mile range. Carrier wave, Morse. Anywhere you want to communicate. But I'm afraid I don't get the point of your questions, Mr. Karyanidis. Are you thinking of buying a boat?
Buying? Oh, no. Chartering.
What? Charter?
You run for charter, no? Or you want to take fishing parties for picnics?
Well, I have taken a few fishing trips, yes, but I'm I'm open to any proposition.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose I say I want to charter you for 2 months. What then?
Then I'd have to say, what for?
Confidential business, Captain. We just want you to run support, that's all.
Oh, well, then I'm afraid I'd have to turn it down. Flat, Mr. Landau.
Why?
Purely because I'm skipper and owner, Mr. Karyanidis, and as such, I'm responsible for my ship and what she does and what she carries and where she goes. You see, anything snide, and it's my hide that gets nailed to the dockyard wall.
What do you mean, snide?
That's nothing. Just call it another idiom. What I mean to say is that I'd have to know all about the business before I took it on. I mean, it'd be confidential, of course.
All right, then. Salvage.
So, oh, that's fine. But, Mr. Karyanidis, this boat has her limitations. She can't lift anything, you know.
Oh, we do not want her lifting nothing. Look, see, first, if the proposition is all right, then I come back and fix things here.
Oh, I see. A salvage survey. Well, that's different. Okay. Now, we're getting places. Now, the next question, where?
Red Sea.
Okay, again. But the Red Sea's an awful big stretch of water, mister. What part?
Bottom part.
The southern end.
That is right.
Well, that wouldn't worry me, but it wouldn't be cheap.
How much?
Well, I couldn't tell you. Not just like that. I'd have to work it out on a time and distance run basis. And how many people you'd want to take along?
Four.
Four? Well, they'd be a bit cramped in that climate. They can't expect first-class cabin accommodation or anything like that.
Oh, they don't.
And then there'd be the extra hand I'd have to take along.
Why do you want an extra hand?
Because Casey and I happen to be flesh and blood, that's why. Watch in that climate for 2 months wouldn't kill us if the weather was all right. But it might be a bit of a strain.
Or two of these people are sailors.
Oh, good. Oh, but listen, if they're paying their fares, I can't expect them to work. Not what I'd call work, anyway.
Oh, I am paying their fares, Captain. They do what I tell them. I sign them over to you for the trip, and that is that.
Excellent. All right, just as long as there's no other misunderstanding about who's skipper once we're afloat.
Oh, no, there won't be.
All right, then. That'll reduce your bill by one man's pay. Now, t'other fella can call himself a volunteer if he wants to. Now, just a minute till I get the chart down, and we'll have a look. Right, good. Now, southern part of the Red Sea.
Where your base? Little fishes, shrimps, chunk of octopus? Probably all out of the dock basin and fed on Pete knows what. But when they cook it in vino with some of them champignons, what do you call them?
I think I'd stick the mushrooms.
Boy, what a dish.
Casey.
Puts a lining on a man's ribs. Hey, talk without dishes. You lamp that one over there by the tree?
No,
table
I,
behind you.
I hadn't. Eyes front, Casey. You should be past it by now, you old rip. Now look, I was trying
what
to tell you...
What are you giving us? I'm a boy compared with the sugar daddy she's with. Honestly, though, just turn around and have a look at it.
Casey... You are in a near respectable restaurant on the better end of the Canebière, not in a dockside dive, and one doesn't turn and gawk at ladies, particularly when they're accompanied.
No, honestly, they keep looking over here.
All right, it's that shirt of yours. You can't blame them. Now listen to me, will you? I'm trying to give you the setup.
Sorry, Geth. Go on, go ahead.
Well, look, according to this Karyanides, there was this Italian ship during the war.
Yeah, yeah.
She was carrying bullion, gold bars, from Eritrea back to Italy when our submarines got her one dark night in the Red Sea.
Oh, yeah.
She was escorted by their destroyers and there was a lot of depth charging. Our subs had to go deep and stay deep. When they surfaced the next morning, there was no sign of this Italian.
Yeah?
It was assumed that she'd gone down, but all efforts to locate her since have failed.
How much was the gold worth?
Well, Karyanides didn't go into that, but... I gather plenty, some millions.
Whew. And now he thinks he knows where she is that it?
Well, more or less. Rumors have reached some syndicate or other which he represents.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
think that she made a run for it during the darkness, sinking all the way, and finally went down off a deserted bit of the coast.
Oh, could be, yeah.
Well, deserted, that is, except for some hairy lads on camels that were anti-Italian, that are anti-everybody, which accounts for the fact that there was no survivors.
Yeah, yeah.
They were led by an old sheik known as the Sand Leopard. Now, Karyanides thinks that this fella knows the location of the sunken ship, and he thinks that he can make a deal with him.
Hey, he ain't still anti-everybody, I hope. This Sand Leopard guy, I mean.
Well, no doubt we'll find that out when we get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the deal, to take Karyanides and a couple of his boys there, quietly. I guess he figures if he goes by regular boat or plane to Aden, word might leak out to an opposition crowd.
Yeah, yeah, could be.
Hence all the secrecy. For which he's willing to pay, handsomely. Now, I thought I'd better tell you all this, Casey, just in case you wanted to opt out.
Opt out? What are you giving us?
Well, it's up to you. Don't blame me afterwards if things get a bit unstuck down there. Casey, will you stop staring at those people behind
me? The guy's coming over.
What did I tell you? He's probably annoyed. Now, you keep your big mouth shut, and if he says anything, I'll explain that I'm merely giving a dockside stiff a feed that doesn't know any better than to stare at people.
Excuse me, please. Captain Geth Straker, I believe.
That's my name, but I don't think we've...
No, we've never met, Captain, but we have a mutual acquaintance.
Oh, is that so?
And we were wondering if perhaps you would join us for coffee, a liqueur?
No, I don't think so. Thank you. As a matter of fact, we were just leaving.
A pity. But then you don't know to which mutual acquaintance I was referring.
No. And to tell you the truth, I'm not very interested.
Just look round, Straker. Someone wants to do some explaining, the lady I'm with. Ah, here she is now.
Geth?
You.
Geth, listen to us. Please,
get out.
Geth.
Go on. Go peddle it somewhere else. Garçon! Garçon, will you tell the patron that I don't like being annoyed by this filth when I'm dining?
But look, monsieur, just get
either get them away from
here,
or...
Did he stay here?
He stays here, all right. I don't. Now, get him out of here.
You're a fool. Let her explain.
Here, wait a minute. Listen, I know you. You had horn-rimmed glasses and a beard then, but I know you. You get out of my way.
Look, Stryker, listen, please.
You're asking for it, aren't you? Shall I hang one on him, Skip?
No, leave him alone, Casey. Come on, let's just get out of here.
I must speak to you.
You get out of my way, you bitch.
Hey, no, get out.
Hi there, Skipper. Skipper?
Huh? What's that? Oh, right.
Here's some coffee.
Good. What's the weather like?
Oh, gonna be all right. Still as dark as a coal hole, but nice and clear. Glass still rising, and a whisper of wind from the southwest.
Oh, fine. Yeah, it's coffee. Well, I wish your sea pie was as good as your coffee, Casey.
You feeling all right, Geth?
Feeling all right? Of course I'm feeling all right. Why shouldn't I be?
Oh, just wondering, that's all.
Well, quit wondering. How's she lying?
A bit down by the nose.
Eh?
I think it's those extra drums of oil we're carrying on deck. The mug stowed him too far forward when I wasn't watching.
No.
I'll get him shifted back a couple of feet, then she'll be just right. Hey, they did a good job on the stern gland. She hasn't leaked a drop in the night.
Good. Hey, you went to bed.
Bed? Oh, sure. Just turned out.
You're a liar. You still got your shore duds on.
Well, I had a couple of things to see, too.
What
and,
things? We had everything squared away last night.
All right, then I haven't been to bed.
Yeah, you went ashore again, didn't you?
All right, then I went ashore. So what? I'm here now, aren't I? You never put lines on me before, providing I was on board and sober before
Casey,
sailing
come,
time.
All right, come off your high horse. I want to know why you went ashore.
All right. I'll tell you why. You tipped a table up in a snooty uptown cafe. You took a poke at a guy old enough to be your old man. And if I hadn't grabbed your arm, you'd have slammed a woman across the kisser.
Now, don't.
I knew there'd be a comeback, and was I right? A taxi with the under-manager and two gendarmes right on our tail. What? You go storming off. And it took me 2 hours, in my lousy French, to talk about her coming aboard and pinching you. It also cost me 75 new francs out of that suitcase.
All right. Thank you, Casey. That's quite a series of blacks.
Well, I mean to say, it just wasn't you. We'd only had a couple of mild snorts of vino with our dinner. Must have been the Wheeler Bass didn't agree with you.
Yeah, put it down to that. Did the man or that girl show up again?
Matter of fact, they did. They turned up in another taxi as I was arguing with the cops. They tried to sneak past us, but we were planted fair in the dock gate. So when the cops shoved off, they come across.
Ah. Mr. Casey, is it not?
Look, believe it or not, but for once I'm not looking for trouble. Suppose you
trouble?
Beat it.
What makes you think we want trouble? We merely wish to talk to your captain.
Can't you take a hint, mister? Even when you get a table tipped over on you and your girlfriend nearly stops a round arm swing, he's not receiving. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I've had a hard day of it.
I'm sure you have. How would you like at least to end it on, shall we say, a profitable note? 2 notes. Each for 100 francs?
What are you trying to do? Insult me?
Oh, for heaven's sake, no.
Because I don't insult easy.
I merely want the answers to a couple of simple little questions.
Or cheaply.
You mean...
He means that he's willing to talk if the price is high enough. We're wasting time, Sergei. All right, Casey, 500 and that stops.
Well, now, I wouldn't want to be doing nothing that'd be hurting the skipper, but I'm in hock for an awful lot of back wages. Make it 750.
Five. Right. You're sailing somewhere, aren't you?
Well,
Come on, out with it.
Matter of fact, we are.
Where to?
Beirut.
When?
Day after tomorrow, Tuesday.
Who arranged it?
An American guy. Don't know his name.
Who are you taking?
Him and a couple of others. Don't know their names either. You said 2 questions. That's 5 already. How about a bit extra for the other questions?
You mean to say you took their money?
Sure. Knocked them up to 800. I shoved it in your cash box.
But why? Why didn't you tell him to beat it like I did?
Didn't seem to get over to him, did it? This way he did, though. I gave him that highly inaccurate bit of info and got paid for it. They're happy and they'll stay happy until they come down here in a couple of hours and find us gone. Hey, when are we sailing, by the way?
Well, as soon as Karyanides and his mob get aboard. What is it now? Just after three, you say? Okay, stand by. They shouldn't be long. I'll be up with you in a minute or so.
Aye, aye.
Peregrina, ahoy.
Peregrina, ahoy.
Hey, Skipper, get up here quickly. There's a gang of guys on the jetty hailing us. And, trouble. One of them's a woman.
That was the first episode of The Sand Leopard, a serial in eight parts by Barclay Mather. The part of Geth Straker was played by Neil McCallum, Casey by Gerald Wells, Karyanides by Andreas Malandrinos, Landau by George Hagen, Perry by Christine Finn, and Sergei by Malcolm Hayes. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.